Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This game now furthers the idea of the Harbaugh effect, that the Harbaugh mystique has cleansed the Chargers organization. All of these past sins and past blowups and past choke jobs are behind them now that he is at the helm. It had all the ingredients of a Chargering event. At one point, Justin Herbert was 6 of his last 23 passes in the second half. He was melting down. His body language, you could read it on his face. He was thinking, here we go again. And then what ended up happening instead, Pat, the Bungles bungled. They did what they've done all year, which is find a way to lose close games. Mm-hmm. This is their 6th one-score loss of the season. And special teams and crummy defense yet again undermine what was a marvelous performance from Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, man, just another disappointing loss for the Cincinnati Bengals team, man. First of all, what an outstanding game it ended up finishing out being, because it did not start that way in the first half, and about half a quarter into that third quarter is kind of when the Bengals got it turned around. But just another disappointing loss for the Cincinnati Bengals. The defense is right now atrocious, especially in the first half. They end up getting some Newsom and can't remember the other kid name, the fast kid who ended up hurting his shoulder late in the ball game. But
Turner,
you know, Turner, number 20, Turner out there. So they got to find an answer for that defense, because their defense can't stop anybody right now. But for the most part, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase went out there and did their thing once again. And I believe they can do it, relying on Joe to throw the ball 50 times a game, but that's not reliable football. They have to be able to find a much sustainable running game and also play some better defense, because Hutchinson, we know what he's going to be, but they need to find an answer at the cornerback position. Linebacker is pretty solid, but the secondary is a big question mark right now for that Cincinnati Bengals defense, and that's something that's right now that's hindering that team, because they can't stop anybody passing the ball.
I think this is going to go down in Joe Burrow's career as a bigger what-if season than when they lost the Super Bowl to the Rams, because at least with that year, it was them reaching the championship early. So it was a season that didn't have high expectations. It was a second year as a starter. It came out of nowhere in many respects. So there wasn't really pressure on them. And even though they lost to the Rams, they got pats on the back and slaps on the ass for that season. Yeah. This year, to have Joe Burrow playing as well as any quarterback in the league, and to be 4-7 through 11 games, it's a complete organizational failure. This is the same Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator there, Pat, is the same guy that when they went to Kansas City and won, he was looked at as this defensive coordinator that had the blueprint or the magic formula to slow down Mahomes. And now you've got Burrow throwing for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns in every game. and you're three games under 500 and you're in jeopardy of missing the playoffs, their defense stinks, and McPherson's got to wear it too for missing the two kicks. But I'll tell you what, the Chiefs, the Steelers, the Ravens, even though they beat them twice, the Bills, those teams are all ecstatic that Cincinnati is probably going to miss the playoffs, because I wouldn't want to play Joe Burrow in January, even with as bad as his defense has been this year.
Yeah, because he has the ability in playoffs, no matter what the situation is, to find a way to win, as we continue to see over the last 2 weeks, Cincinnati losing the game, you know, by last minute drives, field goals, touchdowns, or whatever you want to, you may want to call it. But there have been one score game loss over the course of the season. You know, so they're right there, and this is definitely going to fall on a what if season for the Cincinnati Bengals.
And you were all over it from the very beginning. You said after I think two games when they were 0-2, this team ain't it this year. They're not going to figure it out. They're not going to get to the status or the place where we all, most of the media, myself included, thought they were going to be back in August. You have to take a victory lap on this, because unless they have this wild finish to the season, they're going to be on the outside looking in. And the last point I'll make on the Chargers is, their defense had held every opponent to 20 points or fewer before Cincinnati turned it on in the second half. But you see Derwin James breaks up that pass at the end on the Hail Mary. Khalil Mack didn't play. That defense, if we had come on and decided to tape the podcast at halftime, that might have been the story, Pat. What a juggernaut defense they have. But the game's 60 minutes long, and they almost chargered. And so, unlike Chris Sims, I'm not going to prematurely put them in the same sentence as the Chiefs and the other teams when they almost barfed on themselves and blew this game.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to the Sunday action, the Sunday slate. The Bills and Chiefs, the biggest game of the season so far, and Kansas City's undefeated season, Pat, goes up in smoke here. They lose to Buffalo. That is now five wins for Josh Allen and Sean McDermott over the Chiefs in the regular season, 0-3 against them in the playoffs, fourth straight against Kansas City, and it ends the Chiefs' 15-game winning streak. What does it all mean?
It means a lot. First and foremost, this was a big win for the Buffalo Bills. Just on the simple fact, it's a confidence builder for them. You know, having an opportunity to have the Kansas City Chiefs in their on their turf, you know, in their stadium, in a playoff type atmosphere, an undefeated team. We know this is going to be a team that we a hurdle that we're going to have to get over if we want to be in the Super Bowl. So this game meant a lot for the Buffalo Bills, and I love how aggressive the play callers were on both sides of the football for the Buffalo Bills. And you can just tell that these guys had a great week of preparation coming into that game, forcing Patrick Mahomes to have one of his worst games of the season. And the biggest play of the play of the game was Josh Allen, fourth down with a minute and some change left, and took it upon himself and ran the ball for 20-odd yards and pretty much putting a dagger in the Kansas City Chiefs from there, and the drive after that, defense coming back, getting an interception. You know, so this game was a huge, huge stepping stone for the Buffalo Bills, because now they have the confidence that they can do it. You know, and going to the Kansas City Chiefs, it's just kind of been a worry all year if they're going to have enough on the offensive side of the ball. You know, we all had answered questions if, can this team continue to win with the way Patrick Mahomes is playing? Yes, they can, but will they be able to do it in the playoffs and meaningful games? Because we have not ever seen Patrick Mahomes play this bad in a football season. So that answer has yet to that question has yet to be answered. We'll find out here in a couple months. But this was a huge, huge win for the Buffalo Bills and something from them for them to grow off of and learn from as well, because you never know. Kansas City Chiefs may be coming back there for the playoff game.
So they either have scar tissue from having lost to the Chiefs in the playoffs, or they are pretending publicly that this game wasn't a big deal. It's one or the other, because Allen, after the game, tried to, oh, it's just another week 11 win, and, you know, we'll see him again in January. It almost like the Chiefs are downplaying it, saying, hey, it's cool. Our goal wasn't to go 17-0. Our goal was to win the Super Bowl. Somebody was going to beat us anyways. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs, you know, if something gets tweaked and they look back on this game and they now try to make it seem like it was a blessing in disguise or the best thing that could have happened to them that they lost the game. Teams do that all the time. But it was interesting to me how Buffalo, from Allen on down, tried to poo-poo this win, because I'm with you. If I'm the Bills, yeah, you've had bad experiences of winning in the regular season, winning the battle, losing the war. But you've got the better quarterback right now. Josh Allen is playing better than Patrick Mahomes. Right now, he's the MVP favorite. We'll get to Baltimore and the Steelers, what happened with Lamar. Josh Allen pulled into the lead for the MVP. That's good. That's a career-defining moment for him.
Yeah.
Okay, right now he's known as a quarterback that hasn't won the Super Bowl, hasn't been to the Super Bowl, doesn't have an MVP award. He's now in the driver's seat with that. Pat, that was the 30th time in his career he led the Bills in passing and rushing. So that's, you know, in a way, that's not a good thing that he has to have so much on his shoulders, but it just speaks to how vital he is. That's the definition of MVP, valuable, when you have to do those things. And their defense should look at it like, hey, we've got Patrick Mahomes' number now. They held them, the Chiefs, to 259 yards, and Mahomes threw two interceptions and was under 200 yards passing. That's an A-plus game by their defense.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have confidence if we can beat them in November. Why the hell can't we beat them in January? Do they just flip a switch and turn into a different team?
Nope.
If I'm Buffalo and I'm their fans, I'm not trying to fluff this off or shove it under the rug because it's only a regular season win. I think they're a better team than the Chiefs right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think they have the better team right now. Offense is much more efficient. Defense is about what and what. Buffalo defense has been getting better weekly throughout the season. So, yeah, as of right now, Buffalo.
Pat, Chiefs defense gave up 30 points. I mean, think about how many times we've come on here and said it's all about their defense, all about their defense.
Yeah.
That's their worst game of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, all around. Yeah. So this was a big game for Buffalo. I've been in locker rooms before. We'll give you a quick story. When we played the Seattle Seahawks, remember I was talking about how they put 50-something points on us that time?
Yes.
But doing that, we never beat – I think no one has ever beaten Seattle in Seattle within like 14 games or something. I forget the streak that they had. But we ended up going in there, beating them. We was the first team to beat them, and it was early on in the year. But what that did for us, that gave us confidence, and that ended up being one of our best seasons all around. Look that up real quick, Spence. It was 14, and what that did, it ended up propelling us next year and helping us having one of the best seasons that, you know, the Arizona Cardinals ever had. And not only that, every time we went to Seattle, when Coach Arians was our coach, we beat him. You know, so
damn.
That just goes to show what a win like that can do when you feel like a team has had your number for a long for X amount of time. You know, so Buffalo can say what they want to say in the media, but I guarantee in that locker room, those guys know this was a big, big win. All right, moving on. We got the Ravens and the Steelers. Lamar loses to the Steelers again. Why does this keep happening?
because I think it is a psychological thing with not only Lamar Jackson, but also John Harbaugh. And I think it's in their heads. And I that's not taken away from the Steelers, because there are some things about, you know, the chess match between Harbaugh and Tomlin, where Tomlin makes a move and it's his move that ends up being the reason why a play is successful, or bigger picture, the team wins the game. But I think the 2-point play that the Ravens failed on at the end of the game really is a microcosm of why the Steelers have been so great against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, and why Mike Tomlin has owned John Harbaugh. Pat, Derrick Henry's not on the field there. I mean, right off the bat, it's, in my opinion, a horrible play. You've got one of the best goal-to-go runners in NFL history. He scored a touchdown in every single game, and he's not out there. And then you've got Lamar Jackson. The play for him is to run left, sprint left, when he's a right-handed quarterback.
Yeah.
So I don't understand that either. I mean, those, to me, those two strikes and you're almost out in that situation. And it's just, they completely take away Lamar as a runner. It keeps him in the pocket. He feels the Steelers' pass rush. He completed only 49% of his passes today. That's his worst completion figure since 2021. And it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. I think they don't have success early in games, and it snowballs on him. Henry fumbled on the second play. It was his first fumble since 2022. He comes to the sideline. He throws his helmet. I mean, there's just a level of frustration that the Steelers bring out in the Ravens offense, Pat, that nobody else in the NFL does.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%. I had the pleasure to be able to game plan for this game and for Lamar Jackson. And like I said last week, man, the Pittsburgh Steelers is the only team that has the antidote for Lamar Jackson. And it is the defensive line, T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward. And now you got Pearson Smith, Young Herbert, who made that play on the second play of the game to force that fumble off of King Henry. That to me, when you have guys that's able to keep Lamar in the pocket and that has speed, T.J. Watt, if I didn't mention his name, everybody knows that he's there. But anywho, when you have the ability to have edge rushers able to keep him in the pocket or make him retreat outside the pocket and make those passes longer, then you have interior guys in the interior defensive line that is agile and fast as well, that's able to
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Able to keep the pocket corral, it makes it harder for Lamar Jackson, because if you go back and watch when he played against any other team, like you said, he don't have those big Lamar Jackson type plays. He don't have those scramble left, scramble right, toss the ball down the field when he plays the Pittsburgh Steelers, because they have such great defensive line rush responsibilities and great athletes that forces Lamar to play with his left hand. And that is why the Pittsburgh Steelers has been so successful against Lamar Jackson over their last, what, eight nine meetings, I believe.
Baltimore didn't even want to. They acted like they didn't even want to run the ball with him.
Right.
Like they didn't even want to make him. Well, I mean, that's to me, like, isn't that sounds defeatist? Like, no. you've got the 2-time MVP. He's like the greatest all around weapon at the position in the NFL. And someone has a scheme or the personnel to make him a one dimensional quarterback. If the guy's that great, then he should be able to overcome it either in the way you're devising the game plan, setting up plays for him, or on his own natural ability. It's just bizarre to me that it's like they give up on it. They don't even want it to be a big part of their offense in these games.
Yeah, I think it just also, too, you got to realize the physicality that's involved in this game as well. You know what I mean? It's not the black and blue. I think it was called a black and blue game or something like that. I forget what B-Mac used to tell me. Black and blue division. So it's not called that for no reason. You know what I mean? So they want to make sure that they keep him, especially for this game, because if you go back and look at it as well, as long as Lamar Jackson has been the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, how many times has he been starting in those games? Almost
only
what,
five
half of them?
Now. Only five.
You know what I mean?
He's been in the league since 2018.
You know, so that's I don't want
that's an intimidation fear factor the Steelers have working for them in these matchups too. Then
exactly. And that's not only with them, that's with everybody. You already know what the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to bring to the table when they come to your stadium or when you go to their stadium.
I mean, if you had told me, and I asked Mike Tomlin this after the game, I said, Mike, if I had told you before the game you were going to win without scoring a single touchdown, what would you have thought about that? Because think about it. With how many points the Ravens have averaged this year, the highest scoring offense in the NFL, more yards per play, highest rushing attack in the league, maybe league history, and you kicked 6 field goals and you won. You're not supposed to kick field goals and beat Lamar Jackson, but that's what happened today, and he now has more MVP awards than wins over the Steelers in his career, which is nuts. Yeah. And it made me very happy I was there.